Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos. And we are having a wonderful conversation with my business partner, Peter Janowski, right here on Long Island. And it's a truth, we are, and as Peter always says it, a holistic financial advising group, because you just can't do one thing. And prior to this, in the last segment, Otto, was talking about trying to get yield. And then we wound up with housing and taxes and everything else. But all that has to be discussed when anybody is making a plan. Because unfortunately, if you have this wonderful house, and then one of the partners dies, can they afford to keep the house? And that breaks a heart. On top of dealing with the death of your loved one, now you got to turn around maybe and sell the house and go into an apartment or go into a smaller house, which just hurts because you're leaving all the stuff around you that gives you peace on a daily basis. Everything is thrown off in your life. And so we are very, very much into holistic planning from that perspective. There's nothing better than downsizing when you still have your partner with you. Downsizing because you're forced into it just because you can't pay the bills is a terrible situation. When we have younger people, we push them into life insurance and long-term care insurance. There's nothing worse than a 55-year-old dying when the kids are getting in college or getting through college, and all of a sudden, you know, life is tough on Long Island. You have to be prepared. Then you have long-term care insurance. Another situation that unless you do the planning and make sure you're ahead of that five-year look back or 2.5 years if it's community age you need, somebody coming into your house, you can really get hit and your money can go flying out the window, taking care of a loved one, and you always will take care of your loved one. My mother was alive, I would do anything to make sure that woman was taken care of. It didn't come to that, she died 1, 2, 3 in the hospital, but you have to turn around and realize your money is only as good as what you can do for your loved ones with it. And that's the way to properly make a plan. You can't be selfish. You have to turn around and say, how will I best provide for my family while enjoying my own life today? I'm alive. So you have to work with yourself first, your partner, your children, your grandchildren, whatever you have, and be able to give to charities, etc. So it really is, when we sit down with people, it's not, is IBM better than Xerox? I have no idea. I don't care about that. I care about the woman or man that's sitting in front of me and how to best ensure that they enjoy their life. That's my commercial. I'll go back to Peter.
You know, you said something about one of the things I've witnessed, you know, the idea of being able to take care of the next generation, if you will, or leave them with something. But I have witnessed people giving money to their kids now when they shouldn't have, because okay, then they end up in debt and they end up in the hole and they end up living on Social Security with two people and basically being in poverty when they get into the senior category. So I think there's a time where it's good to be good to your kids, and there's a time where to make sure your kids don't have to take care of you when you get older. You know, you shouldn't give away the store just because you have a few bucks, because later you may need this money. If you're retired 20, 30 years and everything is going up around you, but your income is the same. My income is the same today as it was in 2003, as an example. All right. Luckily, it's not terrible. But there were people who had income in 2003 that was okay. But now here they are in 2021 and they don't have enough. And part of it I've witnessed in a couple of cases is because they gave a lot of money to their kids when they probably shouldn't have. You know, so anyhow, that's a flip side of.
I'll agree with you 100% there. And that's why we would push for a trust. because you can give the money away, still have access to the income on an annual basis, still have access to emergency funds, but be safe from a Medicaid perspective. But I turn around and give you a check for $15,000, which is the legal gift limit, I'm done. You can throw it away. You go buy drugs. And next year I give you another 15. And after 10 years of doing this, I've given you 150. Now I'm in trouble. And I say, Otto, can you help me? I say, Daddy, I lost all the money. That's my own fault. Give it to you. So it's out of my hands. When I'm dead, you're going to do whatever you want to do, but have some stipulations to ensure that the person, my client, is the person I have to watch out for, which would be you, Otto. So I don't care about your kids. They could all be wonderful. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure you're taken care of till the day you die, then they will become my client. In the interim, I want to make sure everything is safeguarded for you.
Yeah, I you know, that's John's forte, but I would just say that I'm sure there's many cases of parents giving money away recklessly, and a trust is the safest thing you could do. There's a big difference between planning and being reckless with money. Very big difference. But you know, that I'm sure there's a lot of family issues with that, and I got to be careful. My kids might be listening, so I don't want not giving money to kids. But that, again, that's John's forte.
It's important, you know, because it's not just money. And I get into this all the time. Money is not just, I got 5% return and you got 6%. It doesn't mean you're better. It doesn't mean I'm worse. It's what are we going to do with this? And be able to turn around and give money to St. Jude's, or give money to the Interfaith Nutrition Network on Long Island, or one of the food kitchens. That's wonderful. And to teach your kids to have respect for money is even more important. So that if they do need something, I'm going to give it to them. But at the same time, if mommy or daddy needs something, you would hope they're there. And guess what? They may not be able to give you back in money, but maybe they'll say, Dad, why don't you come for the weekend? Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? I mean, love is shown in different ways. Unfortunately, some people think money shows love. Money is not love. It never will be love. It's just a means to buy something. You know?
We could probably do 4 hours on experience, things that we've witnessed and experiences in our business, and how money has caused internal problems in families, and some people have issues with addictions, and you know, we've seen it fly out of accounts. There's not very little we could do about it. We've had some sad stories, unfortunately, but it's a good point you bring up, Otto.
Well, you mentioned the word long-term. I know you guys get involved with long-term care insurance. Mm-hmm. I have long-term care insurance, which I probably got about 20, 25 years ago. But I look back on, I had no idea what I was doing. And I realize now that there are different kinds of long-term care insurance. So I think it would be important for people to understand, before they leap into long-term care insurance, they should talk to somebody who knows what they're doing.
Absolutely. It goes for anything. But I think if you're looking at long-term care insurance, you should look at probably two different options. I mean, you have traditional long-term care that we all know about. There's also something called the lump sum option, which may work out if people could afford it in a better manner for myriad reasons. I mean, we really don't have time, because I see the clock right now sticking down, to go into the details between traditional and lump sum. But the other thing too that you should recognize, that in New York State, you have insurance behind products, and you also have a state that scrutinizes all insurance products more than any other state in the union. I'm assuming we're not broadcasting to Arizona right now, but believe it or not, there are certain long-term care products, certain life insurance products, and certain annuity products that you cannot get in New York. And that is for most of the time, that is benefits the consumer, which is you. So just want to throw it in there, because we're pressed for time, but you have the power of the state behind you, because they look at everything thoroughly and they scrutinize every insurance product more than any other state in the union, which a lot of people don't realize.
The other thing I want to just jump in here, whether it's long-term care, like I say, people don't understand. We recently sat down with somebody. They had no idea what they bought, but it was a friend of a friend, this kind of business. You have to interview the person, and you have to ask for referrals from that person, because you can't be sold. You have to want to buy the product. And some things are just products. And if they don't fit you perfectly, you may not find out for X number of years. Now it's too late to get a better one, because whether your age or you've changed or something, you know, you get sick, you wind up with cancer, you can't, whatever you have at this point. Once you get cancer, you're done. You can't change any policies. So it behooves you not to buy it just because you think the person's a good person. You have to have referrals, and there's nothing wrong with asking. We've done, Christina and I, programs, Project Safe. You cannot get bamboozled just because the guy pushes you to sign.
You know something, the other thing too is, there are, again, going back to the power of technology, people have reviewed long-term care policies on websites. So if you're, so before you purchase a policy, if you want to see what it's like when you go to put a claim in, if that company has been around for a while and that product's been around for a while, there are people putting reviews out there on the good parts and bad parts of what it's like when you put a claim in, because sometimes it could be difficult. Some insurance companies make it very difficult to pay, and there are older policies where they're good, some of them are bad, where you need to have a certified aide, they have to fill out certain forms. And you know what? Sometimes the aides are not going to fill out the forms, and you have to jump through hoops to get signatures and the forms filled out correctly to get reimbursed. So use websites. Everything's reviewed these days. Anything from cars to any gadget to even investment advisors to insurance policies. I would strongly recommend looking at people who are posting and reviewing and criticizing how the claims are working out when they're actually using these long-term care policies. You'd be surprised how much information's out there.
Good idea.
Yeah. I don't, I'm sorry.
No, I'm saying that's a good idea. You know.
It's the truth. There's chat rooms for everything today, and you realize it. But it really, it's the most important thing is don't be afraid to ask. And ask for, I mean, they're always going to give you the better referrals. But if you have a conversation with somebody who's give or take, you say, I want to know somebody else you deal with in this neighborhood. I live in Great Neck, so I want to know a few people you deal with in Great Neck. And we've always had an advance. We talk to people, say, can we use your name? Of course you can use my name. Then you'll have a conversation, say, okay, no, I've worked with John. He does do this, Peter does that, whatever. You can find out if the person's a good fit for you. And people do plan for simple things, like they're in vacations and everything else. But here you're gonna turn around and give $100, $200, $1 million to somebody. You gotta do your homework.
You know something, you brought up a really good point too. You bought a long-term care policy, you didn't know what you're getting into. It's a good idea to review the policy before something happens, find out if it's an indemnity, what forms you need in case you have to go on claim, find out what the waiting period is, see if you have enough cash on hand to during that waiting period. That's something I would review for no other reason. Don't procrastinate. Don't go out and play baseball and procrastinate. Sit down and review the policy.
Well, I can't procrastinate. I got my signal that the show is over. I want to thank Peter very much for coming on the show today. I want to thank him for being my friend and my partner, which is the most important part that he serves in my life. And I want to thank everybody for listening. We'll be right back. But right now you've been listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Please hold on.